Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann, Nine, Paige, Fat Boy. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You're listening to The Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys.
What?
You heard the woman. Like, this shoe's very blatant.
Yeah.
Was either not interested in her or women altogether. Our newer sister would always come along to every date.
Yeah, well, Nancy with us.
Nancy's coming. I hope you don't mind.
So maybe I'm here for Nancy anyway.
Maybe I'm here for both a heart. Yeah. I want an enlarged heart, if you know what I mean.
I want my kind of too. Jeez. They're coming to town. They might not tour any longer.
Oh, my God.
Why are they coming to town then, just for fun?
I mean, after this tour.
Oh, okay.
They're in the fishing tournament. Well, not just the Bass Pro, but the one for Barracuda.
I drove through Greenville yesterday. I was like, man, a lot of tourists.
A lot of tourists?
Yeah. There's a lot of hotels now, and they're all full. A lot of tourists.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it was people couldn't get a hotel near the Masters.
Oh, maybe so. It's a little two-hour drive away.
Sorry,
hey, friends. Got a short two-hour drive today.
Mm-hmm. Through Greenwood.
I'm Jim Nance.
Edgefield.
You could be Ken Venturi. Who else is on there with him? I did not watch a second of it. I will say I didn't.
I don't know if Nick Faldo is on there still or not.
The guys I saw called a little bit I watched was three dudes. I don't remember them, and I'm not used to them doing it.
It wasn't Jim Nance?
Not when I was watching.
Is it Larry Nance?
No.
I think Ian Baker Finch is on there still.
Nancy Welch.
One of them was Shane something.
Nancy
other.
Welch.
There's Nelson Welch. What?
Hello, friends. We did have to stay in Greenwood, friends. And we drove the 93 miles in Butler Cabin. I could still get a little chubby when I go in the Butler Cabin.
Oh, my God.
I love it.
You're weird.
Vern's leaving. Did I tell you Vern's leaving? It was Vern's last broadcast, friends. I love his fat face.
His last name's hard to say, though. It really is.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I lick his forehead when he's least expecting it. He turns around and grins.
I do it for good luck, and also I get a little trip off of it, if I'm being honest.
He says I'm not as annoying as Gary Danielson was. So he puts up with me.
He's got his she laughter.
Back to Hogan's Bridge. So your deer are taking the dump.
How about those $3 sandwiches, guys?
And the buffet, old friends.
This one, you know, like the again, back to the menu items. That's so crazy that, you know, I mean, you have to be somebody to, if you were there on Sunday, like you're somebody or know somebody or have a ridiculous amount of money. So good for you. But that's the people who you should be charging the most for.
Yeah. Yeah. And they let David Faraday sniff the caddies' onesies for free.
Nice.
He brought them all a cage.
He did.
Dave.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to take away edge. Oh, just punched the ball. What a shot. Jim, did you see the shot? I saw it, friend.
Yeah, you're thinking of the British Open now.
You think the caddies washed the onesies between
rounds?
Irish
Open. What is it called?
It's called the Open.
The Open Face Sandwich.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, you think the caddies washed the coveralls between rounds, or are they just wearing the same onesie all the way through?
Ew.
For luck, you know, like Jordan in his UNC shorts.
Oh, man.
Hey, Lucas Glover finished 20th.
Yeah.
Maybe his caddy didn't wash his.
Read your DMs, Lucas.
Yeah.
You want me to be on the show, guys? I'll do it.
He does have a twang. But he's from here. He should.
I'll be on your show. We went to high school together. We worked in Winn-Dickie's together.
People from here have a twang. All these people around here who don't have one moved here.
How iconic it was that I was with Lucas Glover as we both met Mark Martin. Incredible day.
I think you all three were just staring at the lobsters in the tank. You think it hurts Matt Mann if I take the rubber band off his arm?
Which one are you doing right now? Are you Mark Martin or Lucas Glover?
I know Mark would be a little. You always think that would hurt? I bet if you took the rubber band off his hand, it hurt.
He's not going to use car salesman now.
Off his hand.
A crooked one at that.
That ain't nice. He's only got two fingers anyway. Don't do that to him.
Lobster friends?
Hey, whatever. Friends.
Oh, well, now you're the car guy.
Oh, Jim Nance.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, friends. I'm Jim Nance. Okay, so this is the thing I was talking about, the break-in. Like, anytime anybody comes into your home without your permission, that sucks. If they steal stuff, that's really bad.
Yeah.
I mean, it does.
Maybe ding on that.
So, you know, you can start off, somebody steal your clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Must be a big boy.
It must be. You must have really needed something this size.
If they steal, this is what's on there. Sunglasses. I'd be pissed.
Mm-hmm.
Jewelry. A lot of people have a lot of jewelry, and that would be also reason to be pissed off.
Yes.
Your prescription medicine that you need to live. They take it and don't even know if it's going to give them a buzz or not.
Know.
I mean, that's the worst. You're just going to take it. It might be a heart medication. It might be
hormones.
Something for, like, syphilis gonads or something.
Yeah. It could be anything like that.
Up. I don't know that it's true.
They make medicine for that.
They just take it. Well, then... let me read you this story.
Okay.
This was Dateline Friday. This is in Toronto.
Ontario.
Canada.
Okay, let's check.
Cops receive a call on 911.
Hello, 911. What's your emergency?
Hey, friends. It's Jim Nance.
Hey, friends. Whoever
somebody just stole my lobster. So here's what happened. The homeowners described that there was a break-in in their home. The person... unknown, stole their jewelry, their clothing, their sunglasses, and non-opioid prescription medicine. Didn't say which one, but it wasn't pain pills or something.
This is why Toronto told people to just leave the car keys on the porch so they can have them.
Yeah.
But.
I forgot about that.
Friends, they left something else behind.
Old dump.
No, I knew it. That's see right. What you saying?
Friends, the homeowners walked into their bathroom and found a, quote, large bowel movement. Who talks like that? I don't
doctor.
Care. Yeah, but you're going to say, 911, what's your emergency? Yeah, people ripped us off, and also they took a large bowel movement.
Yeah.
If I was the 911 operator, I'd start laughing at that.
Yeah. Man, bowel they took movement. A huge blank while they was here, too.
Right.
Yeah.
So the burglar used their bathroom. And guess what? I don't know if you've been victimized like me or not, but have you ever been asked, have you flushed?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yes, yes.
This person didn't.
They probably couldn't. It was too big.
They could not flush. It's also not clear that if they flushed before the police could come and collect DNA.
Well, that's the thing, too. Like, you could get DNA from this. The cop's like, yeah, but we don't want to.
Oh, God.
Unless they're one of them hardcore ones. Pulls out the rubber glove out of his pocket. He uses the same one every time.
The cop's like, look,
oh, God.
I'm sorry somebody. I'm sorry somebody stole your stuff and broke in your house, but we're going to approach this about like we do a stolen vehicle, so you're just out of luck.
You're pretty much out of luck.
Pesky dookie DNA.
But it turns out, folks, hey, friends, they didn't need a DNA sample.
Really?
Because 3 days later, cops spotted a 22-year-old woman walking around in the victim's clothes. It was a woman. Think about this.
Oh, my God.
It was a woman. She's facing charges for breaking and entering and possessing stolen property. But why is there not some kind of charge for taking a dump?
It's got to be.
I'd get it. I'd say you buy me a new toilet now.
I don't want to use this one anymore.
Uh-uh.
It's vandalism.
The sanctity of my throne is gone.
Yeah, you're violated.
And to not flush.
You could have used it and flushed, and nobody would have been any the wiser. Nobody would have known you'd even been in there.
No, he would have blamed her, and she would have blamed him.
Yeah.
Or the dog.
Yeah.
That's an invasion of privacy.
That's mean.
Mr. Jinx can flush.
All the cameras people have. It's got this guy or whoever, woman.
Woman.
Got to be on different cameras everywhere. They're going to find who it is.
Well, again, there's a lot of people that, you know, aren't connected in that way as far as having all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we see it on TV and all these great moments where Ring solved these problems, the doorbell or whatever. But, you know, a lot of people don't have it at all.
No.
Hello, friends.
I only have one in my bathroom, though.
That's the only place you need it.
You can steal from me, but if you take a dump and don't flush,
it's under the toilet
seat. Fired.
It's in the bowl, yeah.
It's the crap princess. You're fired. You flush? You're fired. You're fired, Sinbad. Get out.
Leave now. I heard Sinbad's on the mend. Looking pretty good.
Looking better?
I was just thinking, like, was that her calling card? Like the wet bandits?
Oh, you know, no.
Leave the water running.
No. Well, she could only rob, what, one house every other day, maybe? I know women don't take as, you know, aren't as frequent. You know, men are when that comes to that.
In the
my house.
In Home Alone 2, they're the sticky bandits.
Oh, that's right.
Hey, my mom as a child would, like, I remember several times where people would knock on the door. This is the 80s. Hello. Can we use your restroom? And my mom would always let them.
Yeah.
It was a older woman, and I believe her granddaughter, a young lady, went in there together.
Yeah.
And I was like, Mama, what are you doing? And she would say something to the effect of, that could be an angel.
Yeah.
They're just going to pee, though, right? She would let him in. You
got to ask, right?
You don't know.
I don't know. I just remember, like, it was a small house. I'm pacing back and forth. Like, yeah. Who are these people in her house, Mama? What are they doing today? Well, you don't know. It could be. I think she was watching a lot of Della Reese programming.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, that could be an angel. That could be an angel that needed to come in, and we did not allow the angel to come in. And my daddy's like, oh, angels don't take dumps except for your daughter.
Your daddy's like, Mr. J's is a block and a half down the road. They can make it to the
exactly.
gate. It's a block down
There's
the street.
There's one on each corner. Go to yeah. Sphinx or the other one.
Well, either direction, a block in either direction, there's a bathroom for you.
Yeah.
I had a cable guy one time asked to use my bathroom at the house, and I could tell he felt terrible about it, and he really must have had to go, so I let him.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, go ahead. You got to go ahead and go.
There's a fan in there. I give you some free channels, man. I just really got to take a dump.
I can tell he felt real bad and awkward about it. I'm like, I can't say no because you wouldn't be asking unless you really had to.
And if you didn't let him, he might just go like,
yeah,
screw up his stuff.
Well, yeah.
You never know.
Or mess his bridges.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Either one, you don't want
to
know.
I didn't want him to go in my crawl space under the house. I'm like, what's that smell?
Soiled my porch.
Oh, my God.
All right, we'll take a break. Come back. More Rise Guys. Morning, everybody.
You can't hide. P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Become a P1
at theriseguys.com.
Yes. This is the Rise Guys Morning.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Show. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
The Rise Guys.
Thank you. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. Happy Monday.
Ooh. Yeah.
We just told you about a very unfortunate story.
Yeah, we did.
That happened to someone south of the border. I know. The other one. And it's touched someone who wanted to share maybe a similar story. Well, it says right here, similar.
Okay.
So let's talk to Chris. Hey, Chris.
Morning. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Did someone break into your home and take a dump and not flush?
I think I'd rather that happen than what really happened.
Oh, my God. Oh, boy. They flushed and it overflowed.
Oh, man. Even better than that.
All right, I'm listening. I might gag, right, but I'm listening.
All right, so I'm new to the area, moved here from Ohio. Well, we bought a house in the HOA community.
You missed the chili?
Yeah.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
OH.
A little bit. Well, I miss seeing some snow, but that's it.
Okay.
But, so going up to the HOA pool.
Cocaine reference, I don't know. You go to the HOA pool.
No.
Sure.
Yeah, yes, sir. So we're family and everybody heading up to the HOA pool, and there's always a bunch of poo right off to the side walking up to the walkway into the pool under the grass. Well, surrounding neighbors have a bunch of dogs, so we decide after, you know, kids posted on our little HOA site on Facebook about kids were falling in it. Yeah, stepping in it, all kinds of stuff.
Taking it into the pool?
Imagine.
Yeah, so we decided, the neighbors got together and decided to put up a trail cam on the building to catch who's doing it.
Oh, no.
So after a week of it setting up there on the building, we decided to check the trail cam and found that there is a neighboring lady jogging into the pool at 2:50 in the morning and taking a poo.
Oh, wow. My God.
No way.
Let me get that video.
Yeah, and this went on for a year.
What do you think? It's like we've had, never with a woman, but we had a guy one time whose wife made him go across the street to a gas station when he had to go number two.
Yep.
But I wonder now, is it like she...
Wasn't me.
She makes, you know, maybe her husband says, oh, my God, you're peeling the wallpaper.
But it was
off.
The exact same time every single morning, 2:53 to be exact, every morning.
That's a ritual of satanic pressures, measures.
Yeah.
All kind. That's mm-hmm. That's weird. Was it on
but
full
we
moons?
Caught, oh, man. We caught her, like, on the trail cam, so she would stand up and take selfies with it.
Oh, my God.
Really, I'm dead serious.
How much was she getting paid for these selfies on OnlyFans?
Golly, bum, dude.
Man. So it gets better. So at the time, we had a neighboring, neighbor in the community that was a police officer. So we decided to try to catch her one night. So at 2:30 in the morning, my wife and I go set up at the parking lot to see the off chance she shows up.
I hope nobody was wearing a ghillie suit. They might have been victimized.
I was about to say, I hope you were not like wearing some kind of hunting outfit. But yeah, that would have been the best.
No, we're sitting in my van, just sitting there in the parking lot. And sure enough, here she comes, drops trowel about 15, 20 feet in front of us. And we're sitting there. And she starts doing her duty, and I call the neighbor, the police officer.
You like to watch?
And I was like, dude, she's here right now pooing. And he's like, what? I'm like, yeah. He goes, are you kidding me? I said, dude, we're watching poo come out of her.
Yeah.
Butt.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
And he goes, all right, give me a minute. I hang up the phone. 15 seconds later, there's six cop cars there. 15
six?
Seconds.
Wow.
It's worse than the aliens in Miami Mall. You know, yeah, they had like 10,000 cops show up for that.
Man, it was great.
Every cop in Florida.
Wow. What
yeah, come story. To find out, if she is the adjacent home outside of our neighborhood.
So, dude, I mean, is it, did you ever find out, like, the why for that, or is it just some kind of,
I
mean, mental
I don't know.
Or something?
Listen, well, I would hope not mental, because she has a very respectable job in the Greenville area.
Well, don't we all?
Oh, it was here.
I was thinking it was, I thought it was in Ohio. That is too. That was here. Wow. Oh yeah, because you said
this happened here, and
let me ask you a strange question. Let's pretend a text came in and asked this. Was she an attractive woman?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
They're not usually. I've seen their grocery store surveillance camera. The woman who will just pop a little squat there and just go on. It's like, oh, where'd that snake come from? No, she just defecated in the aisle.
I don't even think Hubba Hubba would have done this, right?
No, they didn't let her in stores.
Never saw Hubba Hubba dropping trout nowhere in public. Uh-uh. Saw her all the time, always with bridges on.
No, this is every single morning, 2:53, and she even leaves a little toilet paper in the poo for us.
I was going to say, what's she white with, Miss Grass?
I thought if you were going to do that, you didn't buy. She's playing this. Yeah. This is premeditated to the point she's taking paper with her.
Oh, it's very premeditated. Wow. That's very strange.
Yeah. That's vandalism, man.
Yeah, it is. Now, did it help the plants grow better, perhaps, or something? I don't know.
The grass, I'm sure it did.
Yeah. Wow.
He said it's the kids bizarre. Were falling in it.
Unbelievable. Probably, tracking it into the pool.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Dogs picking
That's
it
some
up.
Kind of weird psychological control thing or lack of control thing leads something. To that. Yeah.
Something. But every time, every night, it's like
yep.
the same time, too.
What a mystery that is.
You got to get her back, dude.
What would be the poopus in that?
I did get this person back. I saw him in a QT one morning, and I was like, oh, my goodness. And I said her name to her, and she looked at me. I said, you're our pooper.
She just serial took off, pooper.
Man. She just, boom, gone.
That is
unbelievable. Unbelievable. I believe you, though. I do. Thank you, Chris. Welcome to our land.
Public record. You can look it up. It's awesome.
All right, I'm going to make a call right now.
I'm trying to look it up now.
Thank you, Chris.
I'm shocked.
Morning. Dang it. Just so many times. She was regular every day.
Yeah.
250.
I just can't, other than it being some kind of mental condition. Even with, people who do it at the, if you do it like that, there is some deficiency. I'm not making fun of it, certainly. I'm just saying there's a deficiency there of the brain.
Mm-hmm. Illness, some kind of illness.
Something where you would do that, not realizing, especially, you got weirdos like me who's a germaphobe. You messed up. I won't go to that store ever again. There's stores where bad things have happened over the years. I did not attend those stores anymore.
Yeah.
Truly.
What if you hate something so much that, your brain kind of wanders off to that direction? That would be the ultimate. You know, spitting in somebody's face is a huge sign of disrespect.
Oh, yeah.
I would imagine taking a dump on them is probably a close second, if not number one.
I mean, anything like that, for sure. For sure. But at least you can say, well, she was outside doing it. And when no one would see. That's. Mm-hmm. But when people do it in stores, in an aisle, how many times have you seen the woman? Remember, she's wearing a green skirt.
Right.
Boop.
And most women they have anxiety about pooping in public.
This one doesn't. That's the weirdest thing.
I know.
I don't find who it is, too. I got to see him. He'll find him.
Yeah, everything.
He has a very respectable job here in the upstate.
I hope it's a judge.
I wish we could guess, but that'd get us in a load of trouble.
Man, I'm trying to look it up, but I just keep finding terrible stories instead of funny ones.
Man.
Man, Chris going to have to text us more information.
Text us who she is. We won't say.
At 72341, TLCMotors.com. Text last 10 minutes, data rates apply. Don't text and drive.
For those of you not Chris, try to guess which respectable woman in the upstate you might be talking about. We won't reveal anything. It would just be fun to see if anybody knows something.
Yeah.
Know about. I want to know who it is because I want to know the charge. What do you charge with that?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's public.
Is it indecent? It's on cameras.
It's indecent. It certainly ain't decent.
But it's, I don't know.
I didn't know if they could get you for indecent if nobody saw it. But if you told them you did it.
Oh. I think Rob's in the Emirates right now or somewhere, but if he's back, we'll get an answer for you.
It's his travel season.
Paige, what is up in the Plex?
Well, there is there's something changing about the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie. I'll tell you what it is next in your Rise Guys headlines.
First guess, they're going to be girls this time.
It's got to be something woke,
It'll be
right?
Something different like that.
Or is it something good?
Master Shredder will.
I'm two behind.
The American this time.
I'm three behind.
Really?
I never saw the clay looking when it came out last year.
Oh, the Seth Rogen one?
Yeah, I never saw that.
All right, we'll get to that next year, Rise Guys headlines. Happy Monday.
Share special moments with the Rise Guys on your time. Get TRT's After Hours podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Plus P1 approved on-demand audio. Or text the keyword podcast to 72341 and have the link sent to your phone.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Paige with you, and there's a new animated Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in the works.
Hell yeah.
This movie's going to be a little different than what you would expect. It's going to be R-rated. So it's called The Last Ronin, and it's based on a story that ran in the comics recently.
Are we going
to
see a turtle head poking?
Oh, that'd be scary.
Like at the HOA pool? Every morning?
Turtles.
By the way, your guesses on that on the TLCMotors.com text line are ridiculous and fun. I love it. I'd love to read all of them, but we'd get sued left and right.
We're going to find out who it is.
We are. She's a reputable, what was the...
In medical field. What we heard, medical field.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, that's not respected. I don't even know who our insurance is with anymore. Mm. I'll find out Friday.
Yeah, you got an appointment?
Yeah.
It ain't with them.
So this movie's called The Last Ronin, and it's pretty dark, R-rated, and it's in a totalitarian future. Master Splinter and the Turtles are being killed off one by one by the grandson of Shredder and his gang of synthetic ninjas.
Oh, the Foot Clan. Are we going to see April naked, maybe?
I was going to say, like, is maybe. The R just for violence? Or are they going to be cussing and, you know?
Remember when he said damn and Raphael said damn in the first one? We're like, oh, that was kind of cool.
So only one turtle survives and vows bloody revenge using weapons of all four turtles.
Now, that ain't... That's
Michelangelo Jr.
That's stupid.
Mm. Yeah.
Did you have stomach pain?
No, he's the one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just read that. I just saw it. I was reading about what the story is, and he's the one.
I hate dry balls.
You must have, because Michelangelo's the lone surviving turtles, Michelangelo. It's cool that they made him the goofy one as the lone survivor who has to turn all dark and gritty.
That's why it's ridiculous that it's him. But yeah. It actually could be better storytelling.
Yeah, because you'd think it'd be Raphael because he's already that way. But no, it changes Michelangelo from fun-loving pizza cowabunga to now I have to kill everything that moves.
So Splinter dies first then?
I guess.
Oh, man. But then at the end, he should reveal, ha-ha, that was all a trick.
Mm-hmm.
See Michelangelo?
And it's called Ronin. They're ripping off the De Niro movie. A bunch of white guys go after try to steal a case.
I thought it was a 90s hip hop song. Bobby Brown did it.
It's like it's
think about Ronin.
Tenderoni.
That's the one, Paige.
This movie's gonna suck.
Yeah, man. I mean, other than them cussing and like using bazookas and stuff,
it's not gonna be a Ninja Turtles movie. It's gonna be more like a old samurai movie, but set in modern day or future like New York City.
Who produced this? Method Man.
Probably.
I mean, they RZA. He loves you know that show, T TMNT.
Mm-hmm.
RZA did it like Man with the Iron Fist. That was pretty good, actually. That was decent.
That's a great story.
That's who I meant. Not Method Man.
I was thinking RZA. DiCaprio movie, Man with the Iron Fist.
He's a great actor. I mean, he's not like a leading man, but he's a great like ancillary character.
Yeah.
RZA.
It's
very good.
Man, it's the guy who's been like, he's been a producer on like Conjurings and Jason movies and Jason. A bunch of horror movies and stuff and samurai type movies.
Get his heart right.
Jason. Aquaman and Shazam and Joker and Wonder Woman and Suicide Squad The Last Batman.
Big Brown sent me the trailer for new Joker.
I was going to ask you if you watched it.
My God, man.
Lady Gaga looks pretty good, don't she?
You know what? If they could get the people who make the trailers to make the actual movies themselves, just cut out all of the hogwash.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Don't make it 3 hours or even 2.5.
Make it 2 minutes.
No, but like cut out the bull crap.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a great, like it sold me. I was like, yes, I will go.
It looks good.
I saw Jokering too.
Somebody's going to do redo Blair Witch. I don't think it's Eli Roth, but somebody's going
to
do it.
That's stupid to do. Yeah. Because
Secret's out.
Exactly, Matt. Nail right on the head. The whole reason people were into the movie when it came out in the 90s was because we were still naive enough to be wondering, is this real or not, man? And now, you know.
It's like
real wrestling
in the 70s and 80s.
Yeah.
Like 60s, 50s.
The work of it's out the window, so the whole movie, the whole promotional thing that got people to go watch the basic-ass movies, like, gone.
Yeah.
This is stupid to do. I like Blair Witch too, it was terrible, but it had boobs in it.
That was bad.
Don't you miss that though? Like, you know, we talked about before Faces of Death movies and stuff. Like, you miss a little bit of that. What's the word?
Gore.
Suspension of disbelief. Corny stuff. Yeah.
You're getting worked.
Yeah, and you kind of knew it. It's like going to a haunted house.
Yeah.
You know that things are going to jump out. Can't touch you unless you pay extra.
I remember my parents in the 90s, like the early 90s, telling me about what was basically viral marketing for The Exorcist, where they talk about people go see it then walk out into traffic after they watched it.
Oh, yeah.
And that was just viral marketing in the 70s. But back then, you couldn't dispute it. You couldn't refute it. So it was just taking word of mouth. Oh, my God, I got to go watch this
because
I might get hit by a car after.
They ever put on there the movie they don't want you to see, the book they don't want you to read. I was like, then I'm reading it. I'm watching it.
Or they could do
I have to know now.
They can put out Texas Chainsaw Massacre and get this big cult following for it. All these people, because it's based on a true story.
Uh-huh.
They don't say it's loosely based on Ed Gein, but, you know.
Gein.
You think this really happened.
You can take.
They say it both ways.
So it's a gynecologist then.
It is. Okay. It is now.
Oh, my God. Who wants to go to that?
I've been calling it all the. That's why everybody says Ob Gein. They don't know how to say it.
Oddly enough, his name was Gein Okerlund.
Oh, my God. All right. Well,
you're a little handsy down there, huh?
Ew. Something happens on April 17th. It is Maynard James Keenan's 60th birthday, and he's planning on taking the stage in Phoenix.
60?
Yeah.
Oh, he's old.
Yeah, so he wants to make it clear to everybody, and he's told people this before, that Maynard won't hesitate to kick you out of his show if you use your phones.
Don't you dare take a picture of him standing behind a cardboard cutout of somebody. Terminator.
Oh, yeah. But didn't he quit doing that, though?
I think so.
Yeah, he's like, oh, this.
Now you can look at me, but you can't take pictures of me.
So, man, if all your songs are 10 minutes, let us get a picture. Before or after.
I mean,
do that cool picture where he turns around and everybody's in the background.
Look at it the way, like, a buddy of mine just, I guess, where is Harry Potter world? Is that a Disney or is that?
It's a Disney.
Okay. So he went there, and there's a certain ride you cannot use your phones on. One of those sit-down rides.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they absolutely.
Warthog Express?
I guess. No, it can't be. Is that right?
That's where he went to school, was Warthogs.
God, what a dumb name. But nevertheless, he's like, they were pulling people off of it.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, they want to keep people ride it so they get to know. Like,
yeah.
If they get. So that's the way Dave Chappelle said it. He's like, if you can watch my stand up on X or YouTube or whatever, you're not going to come see it.
There are Disney influencers every day I see when I look at live cams on YouTube. Anytime I pull it up, if the park's open, there's people in there doing live video tours and riding the rides live on video. So, yeah, absolutely. That's a big thing.
It makes sense.
But, I mean, it's you know, and then some of them will say, oh, it's so distracting to see the things and all, whatever. Well, imagine being a band in the 70s with froze everywhere. I mean, everybody had white people had it, black people had it.
Everybody had huge.
I was looking through some 1970s basketball cards the other day. Everyone had afros. And imagine looking out there. That would have been very distracting.
Phil Jackson had a big one.
Huge one.
Massive. Yep. It was big.
He's wide as hell.
They had the big hair back then to try to, you know, just duck the head over so you can't see the ball as good.
And lastly.
He's trying to catch his head.
Yeah.
Maynard says you're missing the opportunity of actually absorbing in real time what's happening. That's why he wants to stop people. So they'll actually watch the show.
There's something to that for sure.
There is, but there's been a few concerts I've been to in my entire life where I didn't get bored at some point. Think about it. How many concerts you've been to where you got bored at some point? Most of them, probably.
And he says it's annoying. It's distracting to them too.
You think maybe they're not even videoing? They're just looking at their Instagram feed, scrolling. He thinks they're videoing him. And they're just bored.
Now, if you can give me 2 hours, just absolute balls to the wall greatness, where I don't get bored, great. But if I get bored, I might look at something.
All right. Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Eyes Guys headlines.
About
go to
four.
Sleep.
That's true. Clear. What concert was it?
Slayer.
Yeah.
Slayer was on stage. I took a little nap.
My God.
Oh, goodness.
Okay. When we come back, we can get into the thank you page, the mail sack, theriseguys@AOL.com. I will read you the email that had, I read it 3 times and literally had tears streaming down my face. Not from sadness, though. I'm not like that. I did it from laughing on the inside. Plus a good, clever idea that maybe we will try right as we read the email. A live test of a future bit, perhaps, from the minds of a P1.
Oh.
So we'll read that and a whole bunch more next. The Rise Guys at AOL.com. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.